The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Good day, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show, where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this morning. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of the radio and you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, that's right, you can see the face that's made for radio, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and there you got two videos at the top of the page. The one on the left side is Bradley's show from yesterday, so if you missed that and you want to catch that, you can do so up until 3 p.m. Eastern, at which time he'll be live in that area right there. On the right side of the page is where we're at. Click on the play button on whatever device you got there. Look for the Rumble icon, bottom right-hand corner, and click on that, and you can join us in the chat on Rumble. A lot of friends over there this morning. Good morning, you guys. Good to see you. And while you're there, please subscribe to the channel. It's Sons of Liberty Radio Live, Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. And then we're also streaming live on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page over there. And we appreciate those guys giving us a spot for the morning and the afternoon show over there as well. Over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, right up under where we're streaming live, top right side of the page, there's a place where you can sign up for our email newsletter. Again, that goes out late afternoon, early evening, Eastern time. And that's all the articles we have for the day at sonsoflibertymedia.com, including the morning show archive. So the links and all that stuff that we're going to talk about, all that will be in the archive, so you don't even have to worry about writing anything down. Take care of all that for you. But if you like to write things down, that saves some trouble too, doesn't it? top of our page, there's a store link. We are highlighting Bradley's book, Soldier of the Cross. He just wrote, a month and a week, something like that. So that's being highlighted in a bundle that we've got. So you get a book, you get a shirt of your size, and you get a dog tag, black or silver, your choice, and those start at $34. Okay. You can also get the shirts. Those start at $20. The book is $10. We also have his, All the Prophets Were Pointing to the Front book for $10. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom of our store, the dog tags are there for $8. So, you guys have fun with that. Okay. get those books out of there, and the rest of the stuff. So anyway, a couple of weeks ago, on the Saturday show we had with Kate, we brought Dee Manning back on, and we were talking about a variety of things in the mix of that. And, you know, usually when you have two guests, it's kind of hard to get to pull from the one, you know, either they're equal or one dominates, something like that. So I said, Dee, let's bring you back on and let's talk about something else, you know, that's tied to, her expertise. And so we talked about it and I said, you know, I had ordered some black seed oil from her at the mywaycbd.com and to use. And she said, well, why don't we talk about the black seed? And I said, that sounds great. And I know the scripture references black seed, and some of you will be surprised to hear about that. But it's my privilege to welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, Dee Manny, good to see you. Oh, I think you're muted. I think you've got yourself muted there. Good morning.
I am. Hi, Tim.
It's great to see you. And, you know, one of the interesting things is that they will tell you that I guess I'm sort of comic relief off air, too. As I was typing her name in, we were talking, I put Danny Manny. I felt like I was half asleep trying to get everything going. And then the music did what it's did.
Do you know though, Tim, I must say, the amount of people that when they message me, so I get messaged daily, and the amount of people that do just call me Danny, for some reason, I think they must see the D and the Manny and they automatically think I'm Danny. So I'm often known as Danny.
I think that probably was my issue too. I was doing that. We were talking and I am a one track guy. You got to put me on one thing. I got to do one thing at a time. But yeah, we wanted to talk about Black Sea. Now for people who may be new to the show, have never, you know, heard you come on the show or never heard you speak anywhere else or read your books or any of that, can you give them just a little background of who you are and then we'll get into some of this? Mm-hmm.
So now I'm 6 years cancer free. I should have died 5 years ago because I refused chemotherapy and radiotherapy and I healed completely naturally. I did have a lumpectomy, and then I basically healed myself with diet, supplements, and cannabis oil. I then wrote a book which became an Amazon bestseller, pretty much just detailing my journey to help inspire other cancer patients. And then I was kind of just thrown into the cannabis industry just purely because my book got a lot of media attention because it was an Amazon bestseller. And I was interviewed. I was interviewed with you as well in the early days, wasn't I, Tim? And since the cannabis kind of took over, I then set up my own CBD brand. And I'm kind of known now as a cannabisologist because I live and breathe studying the plant.
I'll bet there's a lot of people who didn't know there were how did you say that? That was a big word.
Cannabinoids in our body, yes. Because we all have an endocannabinoid system.
Yeah, but you said they called you in one of those...
Oh, cannabisologist.
There you go, cannabisologist. Yeah. I was going to get all tongue-tied on that one. I'm going to drop the link to her book in the chat if you guys want to get that. Okay, so you obviously know what you're talking about with CBD. And cannabis and hemp and things of that nature. And by the way, for people who don't know, there are differences between what you think of as what is marijuana and what is hemp and how they're used and things of that nature. So if you want to elaborate on that, you can, D. But how did you get into this issue of Black Seed and how did that impact what you were doing with the CBD oil?
So my CBD range is quite, I wanted it to be quite unique from what else is on the marketplace. So we have the regular CBD such as broad spec and full spec. But because the majority of the people that I help heal on their health issues or what have you, they're always majorly sick. And not many people come to me just as they want preventative measures. They're usually either got cancer or some other life threatening illness. So with my CBD, I wanted to make more than just CBD. So we have essential oil CBD. So it's kind of like basically you're getting two powerful oils in one. For instance, I've got frankincense, ashwagandha, oregano, pine needle, myrrh, ginger. And we also have one of the latest ones we produce is a black seed CBD. Now, black seed is absolutely amazing. It's pretty much like hemp in the fact that it's nutritious seeds. They're very powerful. They're pretty much grown everywhere as well. People think it's just in Asia, but it doesn't need a great climate, and it does grow quite widely in Europe alone. So with the black seed CBD, we've just literally combined black seed organic oil and the broad spectrum CBD oil that we produce anyway. There is zero THC in these oils, by the way. So it's just a lovely blend of broad spectrum CBD. And because both oils separately are quite powerful, when they're added together synergistically, they're just so amazing on the body. And the reason why I wanted to speak about this as well, Tim, the black seed, is because I did send you some studies. Now, in the natural health business, it's really hard for people to kind of get their head around why people should be using nature and plants as opposed to big pharma drugs. And that's purely because there's not been enough studies on natural health and not enough studies on plant medicine alone. But lately, there is quite an abundance of studies that have actually been proven that black seed oil alone is hugely beneficial to the body, and especially on the heart, which, as you know now, quite a lot of people are suffering from heart issues.
Yeah, yeah. And, we had two guys on the show. I think both of them were brought, Kate brought them on the show, but one of them was like an attorney. Another one was, I want to say he was a psychologist. And they had both referenced that they put black seed in their treatment of their own cancers. And they had found out the same thing that you had found out, the healing power that works as well. Now, I want to clarify for our audience, and you guys should know, when I say the healing effects there, I'm talking about what God has put into the creation that he uses to heal us in many cases. And we can see several things in the scripture where he used parts of the creation to bring healing as well. So I want people to understand what I mean by that when I talk about healing. But we had those two guys on, they both specifically mentioned black seed being put in. And so there really is something to that.
It is absolutely. It's such a powerful plant. And when you combine the black seed with the hemp, which is what we use hemp oil in the CBD oil, it's super, super potent. And so far, everybody that has used the black seed has literally just said that it's life-changing for them. Not only on the mental health of a health state of the health, but also the physical state of the health as well.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. All right, so let's talk about, I've pulled up a couple of passages here, and we'll just kind of start here in the beginning. this was one that you and I, we had referenced the first time we did the interview, and that was right out of Genesis chapter 1. I mean, this is what God said that he did for man. He created man in his own image, verse 27 of Genesis chapter 1. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So they've got a job to do, right? He gives them the job. Now he gives them the means by which they can do that job. And God said, behold, I've given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And then he goes on and he says he'll do that also for the animals. So he gives them those things. So that's how things started out was, it's hard for us, I think, today to conceive of the fact that we would not have trash because we would not be buying a lot, products, no matter what they are, even quote unquote food. It's hard for us to imagine a world in which this is all that's available to eat is whatever God's provided. But that's exactly what we need to be putting in our bodies, right?
100%. And just as you mentioned that scripture there, so now you've referenced twice. Cannabis is actually, I believe, in the Bible that you've mentioned before.
It is.
Also, Nigella sativa, which is black seed, that's also been mentioned in the Bible as well, hasn't it? On one of those studies, I think it did actually reference.
Yep, there is. There's actually the first one I think that you sent, which is this one. This one's on the National Library of Medicine. This one's been put in here too, and it references both the Bible and the Quran in it, specifically there for the black cumin seeds. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. All right, so you got these done, and they're ready to go. Now, let's get into how does it work? What does it do in the body? You're saying it's good for the body. What does it do? Because I know you know cannabis inside and out. You can tell me everything it does in the body, but what about the black seeds? What are they doing?
The black seed pretty much is exactly the same as the CBD. It's an anti-inflammatory. See, when we are sick, I think practically every single sickness and illness is from inflammation. Cancer is inflammation. Heart conditions are inflammation. Fibromyalgia is inflammation. So pretty, even mental health issues can be a form of inflammation in the mind, in the brain, etc. So the way that black seed and cannabis works on the body is by being an anti-inflammatory. And the what we have in the body is in the endocannabinoid system, which I've mentioned to you many times before on your show. And the endocannabinoid system controls every other system in your body. So that's the immune system, the cardiovascular system, the central nervous system, the endocrine system. So every single illness is fueled by the endocannabinoid system. So cannabinoids is in CBD fuels the body, as in it kind of switches on the cannabinoid receptors, so everything's homeostatic and balanced. And black seed works exactly the same as well. The anti-inflammatory, obviously it doesn't connect to the endocannabinoid, but it's an anti-inflammatory, it's an antioxidant, it's great for heart health, it's great for the digestion, it's great for pain, anxiety, stress, pretty much everything that controls every single system and organ in your body is fueled by one of these two seeds. Because that's what they both are. They both are seeds, aren't they, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, we've got somebody in the chat who has said they believe that it contains carbon-60, which they say is a powerful antioxidant. Have you looked at any of that?
I haven't looked at the carbon-60, but I do know that it is a powerful antioxidant and a powerful anti-inflammatory as well. And the way that they both work together, CBD and black seed, is because they both contain terpenes. Terpenes are obviously found in your plants and the phytocannabinoids, and they work together. When you get two terpenes, they work very, very powerful. This is the same reason why, I don't know if you know that if you take turmeric, which is curcumin, if you take
every day,
for your body to absorb it better, you should be taking it with bioperine, black pepper. Because there's terpenes in black pepper and there's terpenes in the turmeric as well, the turmeric. So they work together. It's exactly the same as the terpenes in the cannabinoid and the terpenes in the Nigella sativa plant. They both work synergistically together.
Interesting. So you're telling me that I'm going to have to start dumping some pepper in my carrot juice. Is that what you're telling me? Because that's where I take the turmeric.
Yeah. Always.
That's going to add a new flavor in there.
Well, you don't need that much, but black pepper, it has to be black pepper.
Yep.
And it's kind of like, see, nature helps your body absorb a lot of nutrients. It's like for iron, for instance, if you was to take an iron supplement, or you can take iron with other natural remedies as well. But for your body to absorb the iron, your body needs vitamin C to bring the iron to where it needs to go. So if you're taking iron without vitamin C, it's pretty useless, basically. Especially if it's an iron substance from your doctor, which is like from Big Pharma.
Right.
So,
okay.
So always try to, and also with iron, I don't know why I'm going off on iron, just using it as an example. Also with iron, if you take iron before or after the caffeine dissolves the iron, which not a lot of people know. And when the doctor prescribes you with iron tablets, they will probably not tell you, make sure you don't have tea or coffee before you take your iron, and make sure you take your iron with a glass of orange juice, for instance.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
Because nature works with nature, and our body is nature.
Yeah.
So it all works together.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that. You learn something new every day here. So our friend Sherry has a question. When is the best time to take the black seed oil, with food or just water, morning or night? Her stomach used to get upset.
If she's taking black seed oil or if she's taking a supplement. If her stomach...
Go ahead.
Okay, so usually when we get if we get a stomach upset, and that can be with CBD as well, it could be that she's taking too much of it. So I would just lower the dose and then try to see if that helps. Because I'm not quite sure on other black seed brands, but if they will give a dosing, when you dose natural remedies, it's not a one-size-fits-all like it is with Big Pharma. And you have to adjust that natural plant to suit you. So usually when we get an upset stomach from natural remedies, it's usually because you're taking too much for your body to absorb. So then I would have a lower dose and just increase until you find it comfortable. But in terms of the time, I would say any time, morning, noon, or night. With the black seed CBD, I usually recommend it 2-3 times a day anyway. morning, and I don't particularly think it matters if you have it with food, because if you take it in your mouth sublingually under the tongue, it goes straight into your bloodstream anyway. It doesn't filter through your intestine. Capsules will. So if you take a capsule, then that will filter through. But if you're taking oil, it makes no difference if you eat or you don't eat.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. That makes sense. And yeah, I would, anytime that something makes me feel like that, that's a natural product, I'm going to back off of it just a little bit instead of putting so much in there.
It's just that you're taking too much. And also sometimes if you have extreme, for instance, if you have extreme infections in your body, say if you have a water infection or a kidney infection, it's always best to take a high dose of vitamin C. So you would literally take vitamin C every hour until you kind of get a bit of a dodgy belly, because then it's flushing you out. So the reason why that works is because you're taking too much. But too much vitamin C when you have an infection is kind of a good thing. So it works in the same way.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And just so everybody understands, the show is for information and educational and entertainment purposes only. There's my entertainment. This is your education. That's what you're hearing. And anything that you choose to do with any of this stuff is completely at your discretion to do. One of the things, you know, I wanted to go back again to scripture. You know, it's interesting how some of these things get brought up, and the cumin comes up, and it's clearly the black cumin that was abundantly available there. And what's interesting is it shows up in Isaiah, and he starts talking about, doth the plowman plow all day to sow? Doth he open and break the clods of his ground? When he hath made plain the face thereof, doth he not cast abroad the fitches and scatter the cumin and cast in the principal wheat and the appointed barley and the rye in their place? For his God doth instruct him to discretion and doth teach him. For the fitches are not threshed with a threshing instrument, neither is a cartwheel turned about upon the cumin, but the fitches are beaten out with a staff and the cumin with a rod. And so these are all, you know, these references are there. And what was interesting was Jesus would later go on and he would deal with the Pharisees over the matter. And the reason I'm bringing this up is it seems like they held quite a bit of value to them in the culture that they're in. This is how Jesus referenced the Pharisees in Matthew 23. Remember when he's bringing judgment upon them, he says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not leave the other undone." And so he told them, you're just all about the world and yourself and self-aggrandizement, but you left off the weightier things of the law, which is mercy and justice. And so anyway, I just wanted to make that point that this is found in the scriptures. And I know there's other ancient books as well. Again, our Muslim friends have talked about, you know, using the black seed, that they read it out of the Quran. And I think the one guy, no, he wasn't. I was going to say he had come out of Islam, but he hadn't. But in any case, they had used it too. So it's been in a lot of different ancient cultures, not just even there, but in ancient cultures, they've used this stuff too.
And a lot of the Asians use the black seed in the cooking as well, because it's a potent spice. It's very pungent. So it's funny that you just mentioned cumin there as well, because I recently just discovered that it's nothing to do, black seed is nothing to do with the actual spice cumin. It's just referenced right as cumin because of the potent or pungent smell and taste.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about here?
Yeah. So it's referenced as cumin, black cumin.
Okay.
And there's also a spice called cumin.
Yes.
But the black seed and the spice cumin are not connected. They're not the same thing.
Yeah, right. But my understanding of what was being said here in the passages that was referenced was they were referred to as black cumin seeds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know that. But a lot of people think that the black seed is the same as the spiced cumin.
It's definitely not that.
Yeah. So they're adding cumin to everything and thinking, I'm sure that it is helping something, but it's not going to give you the benefits of black tea.
Right. Right. Okay. All right. So look, we got quite a bit of time to be with you today. And with this black seed, is that the most powerful one that you've got so far, or do you have, or does it depend on the person?
It depends what you mean in terms of potent, because it's one of the most potent broad spectrums. We have broad spectrum, we have full spectrum. Full spectrum obviously has a little bit of THC in it. The broad spectrum is completely been removed. So in terms of the broad spectrum without the THC, then yes, I would definitely say it's the most powerful oil that we've got. I used to think it was frankincense, because frankincense is super powerful, especially as a cancer healer. But now I actually do think the black seed is so much stronger.
Would you say that, let me ask you about that on the frankincense end, because again, we've talked about even the gifts that the wise man brought to Jesus, frankincense was among that, and myrrh, and I've been told they're anti-parasitics. So yeah. Was that one of the things that you were looking at and combining that with CBD as well?
With the frankincense, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, so exactly. So the frankincense, the myrrh, and so there's frankincense, myrrh, and gold, and I was... Oh, now, I wasn't sure, because some places it says the gold actually would either refer to turmeric, or in other places I've said that it referred to ginger.
Interesting.
So I'm not quite sure what the gold actually is. We did try to make a turmeric CBD, but it tasted vile. It tasted absolutely disgusting, so we need to do a bit more tweaks on that. But we do have the ginger. So we do actually have the frankincense CBD, the myrrh CBD, and the ginger CBD.
That's interesting. I'm gonna go take a look at that a little further.
It'd be interesting to find out if the gold was actually turmeric or ginger.
Interesting. Real interesting. All right. So there's your frankincense for the day too. All right. What else do you develop? Because again, some people may be listening to go, okay, this is all fine, well, and good and stuff. What if I'm not fighting cancer? Should I be using something like this sort of as a supplement to whatever I'm eating?
The thing is that if you have cancer already, CBD will not heal you. This is a misconception that people think that, and then they come to me all the time and they want to order the strongest CBD possible because they want it to heal the cancer. CBD doesn't have the capability to heal cancer. What it can do is it can stop the spread somewhat. To actually heal the cancer, we need cannabis oil, which is completely different to CBD. If a patient or if a person has never, ever had cancer, then CBD alone is a great preventative. But then once you have had cancer, if you develop cancer and you've healed, even then CBD will not prevent it from recurring. That I would suggest as well, cannabis oil. But as a great preventer, not only of cancer, of all illnesses, I think that a CBD supplemented every single day will prevent a lot of ailments.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And I'm using some, I was going to pull this out of here. I'm using some of these stuff too here. The CBG and CBD oral drops, and going to be getting some of the black seed as well. And you guys, I like I say, several of these things I tell you about that I'm using, and I see it as a benefit. I was thinking this morning, Dee, the things that we see that they're doing to us here, especially in the West, I don't see it so much in other parts of the world, but at least here in the West, they're poisoning us at every chance they can get. They're attacking our health. And as they attack our health, as they attack our minds, as they attack our bodies and these kinds of things, that those toxins are everywhere, and they're affecting our ability to even think clearly, much less react and do something that we should be doing in righteousness and responding to their threats of tyranny. So I know they do that. That's why if people say, well, Tim, why do you keep talking about some of these health topics? Well, I see the interconnection of them now. I mean, I see it probably like I've never seen it before. And I know there are people, who are in our chat who've seen it too. And I don't know if you see that big picture, but I'm assuming you do see it, because you're helping people all over the world as a result of what happened to you.
Yeah. And people now, more so now than the last few years, has been people are just generally sick, and it's not only physically sick as well, it's mentally sick. People are suffering purely because of what is going on. And, you know, we know everything that's going on in the world right now is a distraction. They are trying to distract us, and they want us living in fear. And when we live in fear, we get sick. You know, also, incidentally, Tim, I was speaking to a doctor. He practiced in Canada, but now he's in Africa. He's left the conventional side of medicine, and he's now treats everything naturally. This is why we connected and we got on. And we had a conversation last week, and he agrees with me, especially with cancer. I know that cancer is developed from trauma. So there's not any single patient that has cancer that doesn't have any unresolved trauma within them. Even if it's trauma from childhood and they just haven't yet addressed, they will have some trauma. But anyway, this doctor was telling me that in his study, then he's been studying German medicine, that he studies that every single illness and disease and ailment within the body is built from trauma. And it can even be trauma when you're a fetus in your mother's womb. That's how deep and how bad the trauma can go. So with what's happening now, with all of this going on, it's to make people scared. It's to make people feared. It's to make people constantly stressed. And when that happens, then our central nervous system is wrecked. And when your central nervous system is wrecked, then your whole body, you're constantly in fight and flight mode because you don't know what's happening. And that's when we start to get sick. So, of course, all the toxins and the environmental toxins, and now they're putting graphene in the chemtrails, I believe, and in the water, and even in baby food, graphene has been found in mostly branded baby food. So they are trying to poison us physically, and they're poisoning us mentally as well. So this is why, at the moment, we have such a sick nation, and it's so sad.
Yeah, I'm seeing all of that. And when we were talking with Kathy O'Brien, don't know if you know who she is, but Kathy was a victim of mind control. I think she was in the MK Ultra and I think the Monarch program. And her father had sold her into that system. She was traded around by the likes of Gerald Ford and Mitt Romney's father and all this other kind of stuff. So all that was going on, and one of the things she said that they banned in their testing of MK Ultra and the mind control there was cannabis, because they saw that it wasn't having the effect on the people who were using it. And it makes you wonder why in the 30s they banned cannabis here in the States, and then the Supreme Court came back and said it was unconstitutional to do it. So they stuffed it up under all the pharmaceuticals and everything else when they had their protections on that. And I think that was around the 60s or so, something somewhere in there. In any case, people should keep that in mind. And that's why we're talking about things that we're talking about here, is the importance of taking care of the temples that God has given us, of which he says the Holy Spirit resides in those who believe.
I have actually heard that before as well, that you can't be mind controlled when you're on cannabis. It's because when we do take, and this is cannabis, by the way, not CBD, when we do take cannabis, we do go to, our consciousness raises and we go to higher dimensions. This is why some people feel like they have a trip. It's exactly the same with all psychedelics, with mushrooms, with ayahuasca, with DMT, etc. This is also the same, because I inquired about hypnotherapy before, and I had a form, and on the form it states, do you regularly take cannabis? And I think hypnotherapists would struggle to hypnotize you if you have cannabis in your system, for that same reason, purely because your mind state is altered and you're not so easy to manipulate. Well, your mind is not so easy to manipulate.
Okay. All right. We've got a comment in the chat. An ingredient called
bioperine. That's the black pepper in the turmeric.
Exactly. And so the guy was saying it helps with absorption. He said, if not, then it's just fine. But if somebody sees that, that's nothing to be concerned about.
No, it's a good thing. So when you are taking, when you are having most supplements, always with your supplements as well, just check the ingredients, because I think it was something like 95% of supplements produced contain toxins. The worst one to look out for is magnesium stearate. Just because it says magnesium doesn't mean it's good for the body. Magnesium stearate is a carcinogen, it's toxic to the body, and it's in pretty much most supplements, especially Holland & Barrett supplements. So take a look at that. But yes, any supplementation that contains bioperin is good, because it means that it's going to absorb, your body's going to absorb the nutrients a lot more effectively.
Okay. All right. And just letting our radio audience know, if you got a question about this, you want to ask Dee, she's here for another 19 minutes or so. So you can ask her a question, and I'm sure she would welcome that. 803-619-9855, 803-619-9855. Dee, how has this, can you give us some examples of some of the people that you've helped? I mean, tell us some of the stories about using this, because I'm really on this trip now that I see, you know, we can use different things. We put different things in the body, and that's the key, what we're putting into the body. Because if people don't change their diet, they're only going to get very minimal results from CBD, or, you know, if somebody uses a LifeWay patch or whatever, you're going to get very minimal results because of what you're putting into the pie hole, right? So that's at the center. I mean, you didn't just go and start using cannabis oil. You changed your diet, right? I mean, that's got to be at the center of anybody's healing.
Of course it is. Diet is, it's hugely, hugely important to the body. And it's sugar, salt, refined sugar, refined salt. People have a misconception that sugar is completely bad, but it's only the toxic refined sugar. That's literally in anything, everything produced, even things like ketchup and these jars of processed tomato, passata sauce or whatever. They contain huge amounts of refined sugar, which is making people sick. And the amount of people that say to me when they've got cancer that they don't think that they can do the diet because they don't think that they can do give up sugar. To me, when I was healing, the diet was the easiest thing. You know, if people say they don't think they can do the diet, and then the alternative to natural is the chemotherapy route, but they're quite happy to go down, you know, to, they can't do the diet, but they can do chemo. It's just nonsensical. I just don't know how, you know, how people are thinking, really. But in terms of helping, the most interesting, I think, issue for me that I've helped with the CBD, cannabis is completely different. Cannabis is the healing of the cancer, et cetera. With CBD alone is that I'm helping heal quite a lot of autistic children, because as we know, autism is from childhood vaccines, and I won't have anybody tell me any different. So when I have children and they literally clean up the diet, or the parents clean up the diet, and they do a heavy metal detox with them, with a zeolite detox, and they use CBD, it completely heals the autistic children. That for me is amazing.
That's pretty incredible. Mm-hmm. That's pretty incredible. Okay, all right. We got a caller online. I don't know who it is, so we're gonna just see what's going on. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. My name is Carol, and I live in Kissimmee, Florida. And I just happened to turn on your show today, and I had about a year or so ago, I had melanoma on my cheek. And they had to go in three times to what they said. They got it off. Now I have it on my nose. And, well, the doctor's going to call me today and tell me what, I guess what they're going to do is try and cut it out. But listening to your show, I'd like to go this route, the more natural route. I understand what you said about the CBD can't cure it, but can possibly, you know, stop the spread of it.
Yeah, Dee, you want to address that?
Yeah, so skin cancer is one of the easiest cancers to heal. So whereas CBD can't heal the melanoma, cannabis oil can. And it's exactly the same with all types of cancer. People believe that once they remove the tumor or once they remove the skin cancer, etc., the cancer's gone. But it's not, because the tumor or the skin cancer, that is literally just a symptom. That's your body warning you that there's something wrong. It's to alert your body. That's how amazing our body is. So this is why I would never, ever suggest that a woman gets a mastectomy or a double mastectomy, because removing your breasts does not heal the cancer. The right. cancer is in the blood. And, you know, furthermore, if removing body parts and if removing skin cancers, that just alone healed it, then they wouldn't be promoting chemotherapy and radiotherapy after, really. So in terms of skin cancer, cutting it out and, you know, deforming your face and what have you, I had one guy that came to me and he practically had no nose left because he had skin cancer on his nose so many times that they kept taking it out. He literally had no nose because they practically removed it all, and he still kept getting the cancer because all they were doing was cutting the symptom out. They weren't addressing the cancer in the blood. So the cancer cells in the blood still need mopping up. So for your caller, for this lady, I would suggest not to have it cut out, not to have any. If it, sometimes as well with skin cancer, they want to use radiation. I wouldn't suggest that either. All she needs to do is clean up the diet. Remove any toxicity, apply cannabis oil directly onto the cancer, and it will dissolve. There's so many skin cancer patients I have that it dissolves rapidly as well. And when I'm talking rapidly, within a month, I've had quite a large skin cancer on the face removed. Well, not even removed, just shrunk and disappeared with the oil. And also to take the oil, ingest the oil as well, so it's addressing internally.
Yeah. Carol, does that answer your question?
Yes, and the trauma was my husband died suddenly 2 months ago.
Sorry to hear that.
So this is why it's come back. And when the natural doctor I was mentioned earlier, what he was saying is that when we do get cancer and when we do get sick, it's basically our body's way of releasing a crisis situation. So if you do have cancer, because your body, the trauma inside your body needs to come out. And the way that our body naturally releases it is by sickness. So we need to kind of work with the sickness rather than just ignoring it and deleting it and cutting it out, etc., because that's not addressing the issue. So the stress involved of losing a husband would have started this cancer off again.
Okay. Thanks, Dee.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carol. We appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there goes Carol. We get a loud, yeah, that little ding there. Thank you for the call, Carol. If you want to call in, you can still call in. The number is 803-619-9855, and I'll try to bring you up here as we go through that. Carol, listen, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will heal Carol, that you'll just do it.
And you know, healing from cancer is predominantly a mind psyche thing, is that if we believe we have cancer, and if we believe it's going to kill us, and if we believe we're going to die, this is why the doctors like to give timelines. This is why they say you've only got 2 years left to live, or you've got 5 years. That's all absolute rubbish, because they don't know what's going on inside your body. And what the patient does is the patient holds on to that timeline in their head, and they feel like after 2 years, this is it now, I don't know what to do, I just give up. And their mind controls their body. So if you've got a positive attitude, you can heal without any conventional treatments at all.
You know, it's interesting. You know, you're telling us these stories of things that have gone on, things that you've seen people, you know, recover from, especially the autism thing. That's always an amazing thing to me. We had Carrie Rivera on, and she's done some great work with kids and chlorine dioxide and things of that nature. But both of those solutions are all natural, guys. This is the part where it's so different from the way the world that we're presented with. Everything is synthetic, it's manufactured, it's all this other stuff. Even the natural things go through some kind of process there. And it's interesting to me to just kind of pull back the curtain and see how we should be living, what we should be consuming, how we should be, you know, caring for one another. It's completely different than what we're seeing as the society is growing, it's completely different than that. And even the healing aspect is different. You know, Carol's looking for these kinds of things. I meant to bring on or to ask you, because you also do some consultation like Kate does. You guys work together. If people need that kind of consultation from you, is there a place they can contact you for?
If they can get me on Telegram.
They can get you on Telegram.
Yeah. Right. But they can find me anywhere just by searching The Manny Official, but usually I do my consultations on Telegram.
Okay. All right. That's simple enough. And I will get you guys a link there so you can catch her on Telegram. Now, what that's all like what I don't know what they're calling this stuff now, but you'll do it by that way. And it's not where you come into the office. What are they calling that stuff? I'm forgetting it. But you also educate people. You don't just give them a consultation here. You educate people, and you educate people on how they can, you know, from the things that you've learned. What's this university that you've got going on?
So My Way University is basically teaching everybody or whoever wants to learn about everything to do with cannabis. Because over the years, so many people keep saying to me, you know, oh, where did you do this course? Or do you have a course for this? Or do you have studies for this? Or do you have studies for that? So I kind of hooked up with a pharmacology university based in Colombia, and who have some of the top cannabis experts and doctors and nurses there. And we put together this educational package, which basically will teach everybody everything there is to know. We kind of put it together during lockdowns in COVID, because cannabis is undoubtedly the fastest growing industry in the world. And a lot of people want to get into the industry, but don't know how to start. And the last time I looked, there was something like 3,000 jobs available in the cannabis industry, and most of them were working remotely. So, and that was 3,000 per month that had just been uploaded. So cannabis is a huge industry. If people want to learn just how to heal themselves and how the body works with cannabis and cannabinoids, etc., they can use it just for themselves and to heal their loved ones, or they can use it to actually get into business in the industry. So it's in 5 different languages. There's 32 courses. And once you enroll, you have a year to complete the courses, and you can do it online anywhere in the world.
Wow. And you get a real education too, right? Not one of those ones where they tell you.
And they're all certified as well. So there's 32 courses. There's more in Spanish. I think there's 36 now in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all certified. So when you kind of, it's a video tutorial and the literature, and then you study yourself in your own time, and then you take the exam, or it's a test kind of thing, after each course. And then if you pass, you get your certificate straight away. And so if, for instance, if you're going for a job in the cannabis industry and you've never ever done anything experience-wise, you're going to have a better chance if you've got a certified knowledge than if you just have read a few studies, for instance. So people in the cannabis industry, when they're employing, they want to see people that have educated themselves. Because we all have, you know, if the cannabis whole industry is something that we've all, people that are in it, we've all got there and found our way there ourselves. It wasn't taught it before, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a question in, or somebody, yeah, they're asking a question. I'm wondering what can help with arthritis? I'm pretty sure I read CBD is...
See, but the black seed CBD would be great for arthritis, because arthritis is basically inflammation in the joint. So the black seed CBD, arthritis as well, is diet. A lot of the time that's sugar and salt, which cause the inflammation in the first place. But a clean diet and the black seed CBD would work great, because black seed alone is great for joint pain.
Yeah, and turmeric, like what we said, don't forget to add that black pepper.
Yeah, all the stuff. I think everybody should be taking turmeric.
Yeah, I do.
It's so great.
Yep. I put that as part of my juice. I took Kate's little short recipe, and I get the half a lemon and the apple and the ginger and the turmeric and the carrots. I think that's what I'll do.
Have you had the one with the garlic?
No, but it's
super powerful. So if you juice, actually in a juice and not a blender, that would be vile. So if you juice a whole garlic, and a chunk of ginger and a chunk of turmeric root and ginger root and a lemon. It's so powerful. It's super, super powerful.
Yeah, yeah. And keeping that inflammation down is one of the big parts of good health. And so I picked that up from her, but she had another thing. Were you talking about the thing? It's like the little shot that she talks about.
Yeah.
That you need to be hung over
You couldn't have a glass. You couldn't have a large glass of it. It's disgusting with the garlic. But yeah, you knock it back and your whole body feels warm for about 15 minutes after.
Well, she said you got to be over a sink because your mouth's just going to salivate. It's so strong.
It is great. It's super, super powerful, especially on the first signs of a cold or a flu. If you do that probably 3 or 4 times a day, it will just stop the cold in its back.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to, Lord willing, Bradley and I are going to come over there sometime next year, I think in June or something. I don't know. And I told Kate, I said, I'm going to get you to make me the juice and all this stuff that you talk about. And so we're going to, I guess, feast there at her house or something like that. We're going to enjoy that.
She would love that. She would absolutely love that. When we went to Spain just a few weeks back, she was like mother hen, waking up and making her juices and fruit salads. And yeah, it was amazing. So she would love that.
Yep. She walks the walk, folks. There's no question about that. She really does. All right. We got about 3 minutes here, 3.5 minutes. And what I want to do is I want to give you the final word on that. At the close of all of what's going on, and guys, thank you for the kind comments in the chat about the show. That's been informative. And I know these are helpful to people. I know it gets off the main things of what we do here at Sons of Liberty, but I still believe it's rooted in the scriptures. If we go back to the old paths, the things that used to be done, then we might actually learn something from that. And so that's why I'm glad for, you know, people like Kate and you, Dee, to come on and share your knowledge about these things. And we drive men back to our Creator to say, here's what He's given us in order that we might, you know, maintain our health while He gives us time here on the earth. So I'm going to give you these final, I'm going to talk for a minute, 2.5 minutes, to exhort the crowd, the audience here, with a final word.
So it's actually quite ironic because I had a call from a lady I'm helping with. She had cancer about 8 years ago. She went down the chemotherapy route and she called me. She wanted to know how to prevent because she's neurotic now because she thinks every single day that she wakes up, she thinks she's going to come back. The amount of health issues she has now, she had chemotherapy for 2 years, 8 years ago, she's been healed. But now her body is completely destroyed. She's on so many different medications and tablets still from the effects of the chemotherapy. And she asks me how my health has been since I had cancer. And for me, cancer probably was the best thing that ever happened to me because it put me on the path of where I am now and it introduced me to cannabis. Now, before I only started taking cannabis, obviously, when I was sick, which was in 2017. Before I had cancer and before I had cannabis, I was constantly getting allergies. I had 3 slip discs, which caused me pain every single day, even though I was on strong opioids. I had heart conditions. I had constant chest infections because my tonsils were removed many years ago, which prevented the tonsils are there basically to prevent to protect your chest. So before I started on cannabis, before I even got sick, I thought I was relatively healthy, but I wasn't because I had all these issues. As soon as I started taking cannabis 6 years ago, well, now 7 years ago, I've not had any of those issues that I've just mentioned ever again, not even one of them. I'm healthier now than I've ever been. I don't even so much get a headache. I get nothing. I've never been sick. So to this lady that I was speaking to, you know, I did say to her, what did they do hundreds of years ago? We didn't have chemotherapy and radiotherapy, and everybody was healed naturally, and everybody went on to live a lot longer than what they're living now. So unfortunately for this woman, she's now stuck in the cycle of big pharma, of being complete. She's neurotic, and she's sick, and she's just not happy. And the opposite of me, which has been completely the turnaround. So if you have any health issues, don't run off to your doctor. Just eat it naturally. And you don't even need to listen to me or Kate or whoever. You can just go online and do your own research. And yeah. I think that's what we all need to be doing now is our own research. Getting better.
Yeah, mywaycbd.com, mywaycbd.com. Use promo code Brown and you can save some money on that. Bradley be with you at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, sunslibertymedia.com, and we'll see you in the morning, Lord willing, 6 a.m. Adios.